This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April of this year. I'm talking about Innovative Payment Solutions, Inc. If you want to look them up, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IPSI. With me today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. William Corbett. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed it, Nate. And April, I can't believe it's been that long. But great to be here. Thank you.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, we got a lot of new listeners. If you would be so kind, give us just a little bit of an elevator pitch of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, really, my background was all in San Francisco, a 30-year Wall Street veteran, and did everything from, you know, running and owning a broker-dealer to, you know, growing up in the trenches at Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. So, you know, my background has been a fascination with trying to help build small companies, and small, in my opinion, is sub-$40 million companies.
Right.
And I had the great privilege of taking this company public about 5 years ago with the intent of building out a digital platform for the unbanked in Mexico. And it actually did quite well. We had kiosks, about 700 of them, distributed throughout Mexico. I had 2 million people using them on a regular basis. And the company asked me in 2019 to come on board and really pivot to California in a way that we use all of the knowledge, and technology has changed so much that we could combine it and focus on being a California fintech. And that's what we're doing. We're building an incredible opportunity for unbanked, underbanked Gen Zs to really come to the digital age, because, as you know, there's been this huge paradigm shift with technology and a move away from banks, the traditional bricks and mortar. And with that is, you know, the payment methods around the world that people send money all over the world. For example, to Mexico, as you probably know, it's about $4 billion a month. So almost $50 billion a year comes from the United States to Mexico. And we feel like if we've got an opportunity to change that whole situation where an unbanked person has the ability from the palm of his hand or her hand to send money to Mexico, to download our app, to make payments to, you know, family members, you know, utility account, or topping off cell phones, or doing payday loans. So it's really a distribution hub, but I don't want to get on a soapbox, but this large group of people, and in California, you know, it's the majority. It might be the majority in America. I mean, we have 50 million people in the greatest country in the world that live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And so we want to provide an opportunity for these people to have access in the palm of their hands to everything we take for granted. And as the digital shift comes our way, we provide them with a technology that we consider to be and will be soon, you know, the total solution to being able to move money across borders. So we see a borderless world out there that we want to be a part of. And, you know, there's a humanitarian aspect here, you know, of that, you know, we really feel like we're doing, you know, a good deed, if you will, a solid for these people, for anyone that uses the platform, because we can provide, you know, both our shareholders benefit, because hopefully the share price increases. We build this phenomenal company over the next couple of years. But they basically benefit because they have instant settlement on the money that they send. We can use blockchain. We can use rails. That are created for sole purpose of moving money across borders. And so with that is this great technology that's changing every day, and the ability to send money and make payments. And we want to be a big part of that.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I've done this show now for about close to 6 years. And people ask me, they say, Ev, how do you make money in penny stocks? You know, what do you look at? Well, I always look at management, and then I look at revenues, and then I look at if it's undervalued, overvalued, and I look at see what market said. I say all that to ask you this.
Yep.
What is it about your background and your team that you feel that is special that you can take this company to the next level?
It's a great question because, you know, like you, you know, I must have interviewed and funded, you know, I funded a couple billion dollars worth of companies over the last 20, 25 years. And with that, I met 1,000 CEOs. And one of the hardest things in that position, Ev, was look, they all love their company. They're all passionate about it. They all believe in it. But like just getting someone to the big leagues, you know, it's a rare commodity that you got five tool players. So I look at these CEOs and I believed in them enough to bank them, but they didn't all work out. As a matter of fact, it's probably 5 to 10% that actually do what they say they're going to do, not because they don't want to, just because it's a difficult landscape. So I think what separates us apart from everything is, you know, we're very compliant. We have good lawyers and good auditors. We file our quarter on time, our K on time. We have great advisors. I'm lucky enough to have 20-year relationships on the institutional side that have banked us and believe in us and will continue to do so. We have almost $8 million in the bank because of that. You know, so we have this great support on the retail side that, you know, we're happen to be lucky, Ev. We're in a very hot space that fintech is on fire. And if we knock off these milestones that I've publicly disclosed, we hope to do and will do, in my opinion, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to see a stock that, you know, participates, you know, significantly on the upside. I think that we set ourselves apart because of our track record, because of the people that we know. And, you know, I don't really want to, you know, say that we're better than everybody else. It's just that we want to run the show with integrity. We want to treat people equally. We think we're doing, you know, a really good thing for humanity here. I was fortunate when I was young to meet the Dalai Lama in San Francisco, and it was, you know, one of those extraordinary things that you feel as you get close to this man who has only his holiness. He only has good things inside. You know, he has no possessions. He just does things for people out of love and compassion. And I think if we try to give back, you know, after spending 30 years on Wall Street, to give back to people, and in this case, these unbanked people work really hard. You know, without them, we wouldn't have food.
Well,
I live in.
You know, you bring up a very good point. Let's talk about the unbanked people. I think you said mentioned earlier 50 million people in America are unbanked. Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's 50 million that live paycheck to paycheck. I would go so far as to say there's at least 20 to 25 million in California and the western states that are unbanked, and maybe more. Hard to say. Well, let's say 20 million in California. Go ahead.
Okay. So I want to talk about the underbanked and unbanked. How do you get these people to move forward in life, and what is your company doing for them?
So what we're doing is we're providing them a path to get money in the system because they're at a tremendous disadvantage. They've been taken advantage of by, you know, nothing against the traditional brick and mortar of Western Union, MoneyGram. They've done a great job of moving money, but I think we can do it cheaper, faster, more convenient, and settling immediately. And what I mean by that is, you know, they could use blockchain to get the money down there. We can change it into pesos using our dollar-backed coin, or maybe someday a U.S.-backed coin that the government sponsors and creates, was what I'm hearing on the rumor mill, might be true, might not. But what we're doing for these people is giving them a path to get money in the system, either through the kiosk that we'll have deployed in California or on a business-to-business level where we go to employers. For example, the Ag Belt, 80% of the fruits and vegetables in America are grown 20 minutes from our office.
Right.
And in doing so, these ag companies ACH their salaries of these people that don't have a bank account right onto our digital wallet. From there, they get a prepaid card, and they can have that prepaid card to just go to Amazon if they want. They have never had the ability to do that. Maybe they can have the ability to move money in the wallet to a normal remittance, whereby they can get money to Mexico or another rail. So we want to be any to any, meaning we want anybody to be able to send money anywhere using any rail. access to all these rails at the fingertips of it, having a downloaded app on their phone. And so there's two ways to get money in the system, which basically, if you think about it, it's impossible if you don't have a bank account to get around and not get nicked everywhere and jammed everywhere you go. For example, traditionally, a ag company gives a check to the employee, works hard all week, gets a check.
Right.
And she or he have to go get that check cashed.
Correct.
They're going to have to pay something for that.
Yep.
And once that's done, they get the great privilege of going to Western Union and saying, how much do I have to pay to send this to my mother? That's
right.
Not really fair. What if we provided them with access to the digital world and they sent it down there for, you know, 50% less than they're currently paying, maybe 70% less, and everybody's happy, everybody wins. We build a fintech, shareholders win, their life is a lot simpler by sending money while they're sitting at home, right, in Los Angeles or in Salinas, California, while their parents are waiting for money back home, and they get more of it. So it's a win-win for all of us,
right.
And, you know, that's kind of how we envision that.
We only got about a minute left, and I got two questions, so I kind of want to get through these, if you don't mind. The next question I want to ask is, right now you guys are pre-revenue. When do you think that you guys are going to start monetizing your platforms and revenues are going to fall on the balance sheet?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, everything we do is with a sense of urgency now. We want to be in revenue as quickly as we can. We're working really hard on the technology side. I would say that we're going to be in, you know, this summer, we're going to be in revenue. That's the goal. We've applied for NASDAQ, as you know, Ev. No one quite knows how that turns out. But I think if, you know, we keep doing the things we're doing, we have a lot of support. Stock trades a lot of volume, which is important these days. You know, if we can show revenue at the time that we're getting ready to hit the NASDAQ window, you know, I think good things happen from that. I think we have, you know, the ability to, because of our security, to do acquisitions, which I think would be really neat at the right time. We have a ton of cash on the balance sheet. We monitor that every day. We're very conservative about that. But we're going to keep our burn down, and we're going to focus on getting to revenue. That's my mission. Number one is to get to revenue. So I'm glad you asked.
Envision, where do you see your company 1, 2, 3 years from now?
You know, I like to think that we surround ourselves with really smart people. I've got some great advisors on the board that, you know, have sold companies for $300, $400, and $500 million. They're friends. They give me great advice. I would hope that a couple of years from now, you know, we are the total solution for moving money all over the world in a compliant, compassionate way. And I would think that we will be a darling as it relates to companies that might want to either joint venture with us or be acquired by us. We're going to do this one brick at a time, but I envision a company, you know, hopefully I've been very fortunate in being involved in companies that have gone from 20 and 30 million. Right now, we're trading at about a 35 million market cap. So
right.
If I can repeat the history, and we have, you know, a little wind at our back, you know, maybe we have a $300, $400, or $500 million company in the next several years, and our shareholders do well. And at the same time, we're doing well for our customers and the B2B situation as well. So I think what we look at it as, the consumer wins, the business wins, our shareholders win, and we feel good about helping mankind.
Bill Corbett's been my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of Innovative Payment Solutions. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IPSI. Bill, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'd like that. I'm a fan of yours, Ev. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.